This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Good morning, this is BFM 89.9. Thanks for staying with us, Philip C, Wong Xiaoning and myself. Now, in about 30 minutes, we've got the Breakfast Grill, Xiaoning.
Yes, where I'll be speaking to the CEO of Soxo, Dato' Sri Dr. Muhammad Azman. Now, I think most of us know Soxo or Perkeso. It's a government agency established to implement and administer the social security schemes under the Employees Social Security Act of 1969. But what's interesting is that since COVID-19, their role has been much extended and expanded. So the question is, can they cope? And should we consider extending this net since there has been a dramatic change in the nature of work? So do tune in after the 8 a.m. news bulletin. It's going to be an interesting conversation.
And BFM is, of course, also running a poll on Twitter, like it always does on a daily basis, asking Malaysians whether they still prefer to shop in brick-and-mortar stores or whether they're doing more stuff online. So far, about 74 million people have voted. And right now, the majority says they prefer e-commerce, so go figure. Now, in America, US President Joe Biden is gearing up to raise taxes on the rich to fund childcare and education programs.
The proposal would nearly double the capital gains tax for people earning over $1 million a year from 20% to 39.6%. And because some states impose their own capital gains tax, investors in parts of the US may face taxes of over 50%. Now, Biden's plan would also increase the top marginal income tax rate to 39.6% from 37% currently. Needless to say, news of these tax provisions triggered a sell-off on Wall Street last week. So what does this mean for investors?
Well, to answer this question, we're speaking this morning to Ed Klissel, the chief US strategist at Ned Davis Research. Now, Ed, criticism of the tax hike are centered around several points. Obviously, one of them would be that the tax would cut GDP and federal revenue in the long run. In your opinion, do we know how many people would actually be affected and how much the tax would generate?
Well, based on 2018 data, it would be about 540,000 taxpayers, or 0.3% of U.S. taxpayers, because that top tax rate only goes for people making over $1 million a year. So it is a fairly small group. Now, that is also a group that owns a lot of stock. So it would, you know, it would be felt by the market. But in terms of number of households, it would be a very small number.
But another criticism of the plan is that it might dampen investments into the U.S. What's your take on that?
As a margin, I think it would. There's lots of things that go into why a company would invest in a particular country, or why a person would want to allocate their money into a particular country. So taxes would be just one of them. But it wouldn't. Other things could clearly outweigh that. Now, if you look at what happened after the Trump tax cuts in 2018, this wasn't capital gains taxes that were cut, but they were corporate tax cuts. And there wasn't a surge in investment afterwards. So it could be that there just wasn't enough time for people to alter their behavior. But I think it's an example of taxes being just one aspect that people consider. But again, you want to put your economist hat on and ask, all else being equal, a tax hike to this magnitude, would be a negative.
But Ed, does this change your investment strategy then?
For right now, no. First of all, there's a lot of questions over, is this going to be implemented? What does the final plan actually look like? But also, if there were going to be a tax hike that's put in place, the selling that would go in front of it would probably be, closer to when it actually were to take place. It looks like it's going to affect next year at the earliest. So that would mean that, for the short term, it probably wouldn't be a big impact. As an example, in 2010, as part of the Obamacare overhaul, there was an increase in the capital gains tax rate, but that didn't go into effect until 2013. So by the time it actually happened, everybody already adjusted and the market didn't really skip a beat.
Yeah, and which sectors do you think might be disproportionately affected by the sell-off and the run-up to the capital gains tax hike?
Yeah, so I think that would be the momentum-based areas, stocks that have a lot of daily volume. People think of growth and tech stocks in particular, but it could be other sectors that are hot in 2021. Because this would only be for holdings of less than a year. So if somebody had a long-term gain, a long-term holding, it wouldn't have an impact on their tax rate.
And I'm just curious, Ed, do you think this has or will have an impact on some of the trading that we have seen, especially in cryptocurrencies? Because a lot of money has been made in a very short space of time.
Cryptos are, those taxes are fairly complicated. But I think what it could do in general, you raise a very good point, is it could dampen on some speculative activity, and that would include what's going on in the crypto world.
But Ed, will this cause a shift away from direct investments and into ETFs, like exchange-traded funds? They seem to be exempt from this increase.
I think you're talking about a group of people that have a lot of resources to minimize their taxes. So they're going to find lots of ways to avoid that. One of the things is that there is a when somebody passes away in the U.S. and they bequeath their financial holdings to their heirs, there's a step-up basis. That is, the people who now hold the stocks would actually be raise a cost basis to where they are now. And so whether or not they keep that or they eliminate that could have a big impact on how much the tax is going to play, how much revenue they raise through this tax hike. So, you could probably see a lot of tax accountants and lawyers stepping in to try to minimize that.
And then what do you think is going to be the impact on the day traders and the retailers that just basically came up in a huge way last year? What's going to be the impact on them?
I think it's going to be pretty small because those are not the people with that level of income for the most part. So again, the ones who do would probably find other vehicles to trade in. But most of the people in GameStop and other meme stocks probably won't have a big impact.
Now, Ed, like you say, you did bring up politics earlier on. Now, the proposal, I think for sure, will face opposition in Congress. So is there a possibility that the tax rate hike or the number that's been quoted around will be whittled down?
I think there's definitely going to be some compromise talked about, because the Democratic majority in the Senate in particular is so small. It's one vote. So it just takes one Democratic senator to change his or her mind. So I think there's a very good chance that there'll be a negotiation. And even the House of Representatives, the other chamber of Congress, isn't a very big majority for Democrats either. And so you could have some representatives in states where there are, more of those people who would be impacted that may be less willing to go along with something like this. So, the final product could look somewhat different than what's being proposed.
Okay, Ed, thanks so much for your time. That was Ed Clissell, Chief U.S. Strategist at Ned Davis Research. Now, it just seems a bit counterintuitive for a country which is so dependent on so established capital markets for them to then, basically tax gains on them. And it just made me think of Tesla's earnings, which is reported a few days ago. And a big chunk of the earnings, although they came from carbon credits, right? A big chunk of them came from Bitcoin capital gains. And operationally, they didn't sell as many cars as they would have liked, right? So, it just seems like, why would you shoot yourself in the foot?
Because you have $21 trillion of public debt.
Actually, $28 trillion, isn't it?
$21
Thanks
trillion.
To Donald Trump.
This is based on the, 22nd of February from S&P Global. $21 trillion of public debt. And, you're looking at it thinking, how am I going to fund it? Plus, the U.S. economy is very K-shaped. And a lot of argument that, a lot of people have made money from markets. How come we are not going after them when the man on the street is not doing well?
I suspect it's politically conducive than anything else.
When Ed was saying just now, the impact is small because it's only touching 540,000 taxpayers. And that only accounts for 0.3% of the pool.
But it's the messaging, right? It's the messaging because you've had a huge number of billionaires created this year. A lot of money was made from capital markets.
It's inequality addressing some form of inequality.
And I think Biden, he wrote on this message that he wants to make a more equal America. And he's facing pressure from within his Democratic Party send out this kind of messaging. So yes, maybe the impact to the public debt is just a drop in the ocean. But he needs to do this if he's going to stay around, right?
Yeah, that's why it's more politically conducive for him to be the Robin Hood, right? And I just want to see how, because these things take time to unfold, right? At some point in time, he's going to land on Kamala Harris's door for her to just see it through, right?
But in you know, like any investor, you factor that into the price, right? So you make that decision before you buy the stock. That yes, this tax rate is so much, but if my gains are going to outweigh that, I'll still be in the market. And US is a market, no matter what, you can't ignore.
Just like how you own Apple for the long term, you never sell it or trade it, right? Okay, up next, we're going to answer the question of whether inflation is about to ramp up with Moody's Analytics. Stay tuned, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.